Stopping cancer from spreading is key to saving lives. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Hasini Jayatilaka, postdoctoral fellow at Johns Hopkins University, discusses a new insight into the way cancer behaves that can be important to future medications.
Every year, cancer kills about 8 million people worldwide. In the U.S., it's the second leading cause of death, with more than 500,000 succumbing annually. Only heart disease kills more Americans. What many people don't know is that 90% of cancer deaths are caused not by the primary tumor, but by the spread of the disease, a process called metastases. Unfortunately, most cancer drugs only work on the original tumor. Once the cancer has spread, most drugs are largely ineffective. But something my team has learned promises to change that. We've discovered a biochemical mechanism that tells malignant cells to break away from the original tumor and spread throughout the body. It turns out that cancer cells are a bit like people. Once too many are packed into a small area, they find other places to go. In cancer's case, we've discovered that when a tumor reaches a certain density, it releases proteins that tell cells it's time to migrate. It's like waiting for a table at a crowded restaurant and hearing an announcement that says, "Take your appetite elsewhere." This insight into a mechanism behind the spread of cancer allowed us to identify two medications that block those signals. We found that this drug cocktail significantly slowed cancer cell spread. We hope that by either adding a third drug or by tweaking the dose, we can shut metastases down completely.
That was Hasini Jayatilaka of Johns Hopkins University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.